What's up, everybody? ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for coming to another episode of Just My Thoughts. I know I've been off a little bit. Things been going on. I have some personal things I had to fix, so I'm back now. I'm gonna say my thoughts right now about the top about this first topic I'm gonna talk about the topic today. I hate women that talk bad about black. My honest opinion, I don't like it. I think it's fucked up how y'all do that sometimes. But I can understand. I can understand because I understand why I do the same thing about black women. But I would never say these two things. I am done with black women. I can sit here and complain about black women all goddamn day. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. But to say I'm done dealing with black women, can't do that. I can't. Because I love black women too much. I love women, period. But black women, oh my God. I love them to a point. No way I would get rid of them. My mother's black. Cousins, family members, most of all my family is black. So, nigga, if I hate black women, I hate them. But even though I had bad experiences with them, I can sit here and say, I can never say those words to a black, about a black woman. But all the shit I've seen on my timeline, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, fuck niggas. Fuck these black niggas. I don't want to deal with these niggas no more. I might be paraphrasing. Or I might just be picking them all like that. And I'm not saying women is wrong for saying that. Most women is right. Because most of these niggas are doing dumb shit. But you put all black men in the situation. I myself, I'm not going to lie. I fucked up a couple times in my relationships with women. I ain't going to sit here and lie. It is what it is. But I would never sit here, I could sit here and say, yeah, I fucked up, but I'd rather fix that shit. I can sit here and say, yeah, I have done my whole problems. But I would never, but I would sit here and, I can sit here and tell y'all to this day, but black girls do the same thing to black guys. Some do go to white women too, some do day out their race. But most of us are still fucking with the black girls. You don't see us saying here we done with black women. Most of us all we done with all black women. The ones who do that, I don't understand, because they talk bad about y'all. I can understand that. I can fully understand that all the shit y'all saying. But when a black man say not all of us is like that, take him for his motherfucking word. Not all of us are like them boys. Some of us are not abusive. Some of us are not mean. Some of us, yeah, when you piss us off, we gonna come at you a wrong way. But we know how to sit there and be like, you know what, babe? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel that way. But I'm not bash. This episode is not really to bash women. This is an episode to let women know, not all of us are bad. You feel me? Not all of us are bad. You gotta peel layers off of us to understand us. You just can't, oh, you don't talk to me, like, you always don't talk to me. I'm like, but shit, I sometimes want to be alone. I sometimes don't want to hear your problems sometimes. I don't. We being honest. If we gonna be honest, we gonna be honest. I sometimes don't want to hear the shit you go through with your friends. I'm being totally fucking honest. I don't want to hear the shit you going on with you and Keisha and you and Dominica and all that shit. That shit, I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that. Like, if it's something personal, something that is that is something I can fix quickly. I can't fix that shit between you and your friends. That's some shit that you and your friends gonna do. And I seem like a punk ass bitch if I come in this in between you and your friends. Be like, yeah, you need to leave them alone. They ain't your real friends. And most of the time we be telling y'all that and y'all still don't motherfucking listen. You hear what you wanna hear. That's the one thing I have an issue with females. You hear what you wanna hear. You don't hear the full story. You don't hear the full story of what a man's telling you if he tells you he got a problem with something that you do. You hear what you want to hear. That's and I'm going to sit here and tell you right now, that's one of the biggest pet peeves most men have from any woman. When y'all are arguing, y'all don't sit there and understand that man's situation or this man's problems. You sit there. You poke holes, you sit there and you think you're poking holes in every argument that he's saying, but they're still listening and understanding what he's saying. I'm going to give you a prime example. I was dealing with this female one time. And we was discussing something. And we was watching something. I forgot what it was because it's been so long. And she said, would you do that to me? Would you do the situation that we saw to me? I was like, not really. I'm like, I don't know. No, at that time, we didn't have no problems. We was on good terms. And we wasn't even dating, I think, at that time. But when she asked me that question, I was like, nah, I'm like, I wasn't even lying. I was like being truthful. I'm like, nah, because that's not the type of person I am. And you should know that's not the type of person I am. Now, if push comes to shove and you doing the shit that the old girl was doing and that we was watching doing, I would end the relationship, then do the shit that he was doing. And what he did was he talked to one of the girls that he was cool with. I think that's what we was watching. I forgot what he was watching. I forgot what that defeat the point. That's here nor there about that. But no, yeah. In another example, I'm gonna give you another example. A girl that I used to talk to, not gonna say her name because I'm not finna say her name because me and her still cool. But she asked me this question: would you cheat on me with one of my family members? I didn't understand the one reason why she said that. I didn't understand the reason why she asked me that question, because it came out of nowhere, for one. For two, I said, no. I'm like, why the fuck would I fuck in your family knowing that I'm dating you and fuck with somebody in your family like that? That's stupid, because that's bringing problems in my relationship with you at the same time, where there's no reason for me to actually have that type of situation going on with anybody. So when she heard that, no, and then I said, because I remember this, I said, if I felt like I'm not happy, or I feel like I'm fin to cheat, or I feel like that's going to happen, and I feel like I'm unhappy with you and I'm about to do that, then I'd rather break up with you and handle my business. What she heard was, if I feel like cheating, I'm going to break up with you. Those was her words that came out of her mouth when I said that. I was like, you didn't pay attention to a word I fucking said. Wow. You're an asshole. I actually said that. Honestly, I actually said that. Because at the same time, I'm like, if you don't realize when a man is unhappy and to fix that, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't get mad when men cheat on women. Because I've cheated. And the reason why I cheated, and I can admit that, because I was unhappy. I was unhappy in my relationship. And both of them. First relationship I had since I got back home, 21, 22. I cheated twice. Because I was unhappy. Well, I cheated once. The second time, the first time, I can say right now, we was trying to figure out what we were. And then another girl came into the picture at the same time. And then it's like, it fucked everything up. It made us fight. Got me arguing with a girl that is not really my girlfriend, but we was fucking at the time. The other girl was just somebody I was getting to know. I started feeling, I caught a little feelings for her because we was talking every day. It is what it is. But the second time, yes, I cheated. But what the thing, I cheated because I'm unhappy. I see you unhappy. You doing your thing. I'm trying to motherfucking make sure, oh, I'm clear from everything I'm doing. I'm not cheating at this time. But you showing me, oh, you don't care about me no more. Fine. That's A-okay. And I didn't get mad about it. We broke, like, but we was fight, but we fight and fight and fight. So once a man feel like, okay, we gonna fight all the time, I'm done with this. And plus, I don't like arguing. I'm not the argument type of person. But if you sit here and you fight, you try to cause an argument with me every time I feel like it's about to be an argument, and I'll be like, all right, cool, and you keep going. Ain't nobody want to deal with that shit all the time. So I got unhappy and I cheated. I admit that. I'm not going to lie. I can put myself in that position saying, yo, I did what I did and I'm not happy that I did it, but I can understand why I did it. Women don't realize when you make a man unhappy, things like that could happen. He can cheat. He can be like, I don't want to deal with you no more. He can give you the cold shoulder. All those things he could do if you're making him unhappy. You're making him feel like he doesn't want to be there no more. There's good men out there that don't cheat. I admit that. I admit there's good men out there that cheat. I can consider myself a man that don't cheat, but I know I have that tendency to be like, she ain't unhappy, because it happens. I'm be honest. I consider myself a non-cheater, if you put it in that way. But it is what it is. I sat there and said that, and I chucked that up. But the second one, I was unhappy in that relationship for two reasons. And the two reasons was, and this is another thing I hate about women. Some women are fucking bad at communicating how they feel about the person that they're dealing with in a way, I'm gonna say it like that. They're bad at communicating with people that they really want, that people that care about them. Some are. I'm not saying all, some. You know what I'm saying? And play games when you don't want to fuck. If you don't like me the way I like you, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Let me know so I can date. So if I feel like you're not ready for the relationship that I want, then let me know. Because the second relationship I dealt with, and I'm not going to say her name, I really don't want to bring. I'm just going to say it. I spent a whole year with her. A year and some months with trying to get to know her. And it felt like it was a relationship, but then it felt like it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? We'll go out in the first couple of months. We'll go out, hang out, chill. And then I can say what? After my birthday? Oh, sight. It's silent for a whole month. Now, for I don't play that shit when it comes to that. If you're going to go silent on me, if you're going to ghost me every time I text you, like if it takes you 2 or 3 days to text me back, it takes you a couple of days to call me back. You don't see me for a whole 2 or 3 weeks, but you see me only when you want to see me. That gives me a sign that you don't really fuck with me the way I fuck with you. And that made me unhappy. Because if I'm showing you that I care for you in a way that you're not showing me, why the fuck are we together? Why are we together? It doesn't make sense for us to be together. You know what I'm saying? Because if you doing this to me, I know you did this to other niggas. Or if you are still over, if you still thinking about somebody, or you still dealing with something in your past, let me know. Instead of let me sit here and just think, oh, it's me, or it's the person, or for any person that's doing it with this, the person that you're dealing with, let the person that you're dealing with know, hey, it's not you. I need some time to get myself together. I'm not over the person that I'm dealing with, or I'm not ready for the relationship that you want. Let that person know. And my kid let me know. You know what I'm saying? Had me falling for her and not realizing, oh, she wasn't ready. Or she didn't care about you that way, or she just was scared to tell you that. Like, that right there is the one thing I don't like. If women gonna say guys are bad at communicating, y'all are too. Y'all are fucking terrible at it. Y'all are fucking terrible at it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm not going into detail. I'm gonna go into details later on that. What else? I mean, shit, it's a lot. Okay, it's one that I can actually sit here and say I would never go through again. A female that put their hands on you. I don't know what is wrong with you females that does that shit. Y'all need to stop. You need to stop. Seriously, you need to fucking stop. Before somebody that you realize, oh, that you think ain't gonna hit you back, sock your ass and hurt you. And there's some men out there that don't give a fuck about how you feel and hit your ass. They don't. Shit, people told me stories about the niggas that they dealt with and hitting their hands on them. So I'm like, nigga, if you know that, what the fuck you dealing? Why the fuck is you dealing with this nigga? Or why did you deal with this nigga? Oh, because I loved him and I thought it was... No nigga that put their hands on you love you, nigga. What type of shit is that? You dealing with a nigga that put their hands on you. One female almost made me that way. And I'm glad we ain't together. It's not saying that she was a bad person. It's just saying that who I am... who I was at that time wasn't what I was trying to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say it was my first serious relationship. First serious relationship. It's the first relationship with the it was girl number one that I cheated on. That was that way. I'm gonna say it like that. I'm not gonna say her name. It was girl number one who was like that. Every time we get into an argument, or I feel like, yo, I don't want to be bothered. As a man, I would walk away from the situation to calm the fuck down before things go left. And most guys know this. A girl is not going to let you walk away. She's not going to let you walk away, bro. I realized at the age that I am now, and then realizing that whole 2.5-3 years that I dealt with that girl. Yes, she was abusive. Yes, from how her family is, all of them love to fight. all of them feel like if you go. And I'm like, you know, be honest, all of them was fucking crazy. Not saying nothing about her family, but this is plain if you met this girl. This bitch, that girl's crazy. I almost called her the B word, but yeah, she was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, it was, for example, I'm gonna give you a story, and I hate this story because it made me turn almost evil. I'm gonna give you two stories, actually. I'm gonna give you two examples. One day, I'm getting off of work because I got off work early. You know what I'm saying? I just got this job. She helped me get the job. Her sister's boyfriends did. Cool, and I appreciate them for that. So they told me I had to stay late, but then they was like, "Nah, we ain't gonna need you, cause it's not gonna be as busy like that." So I'm like, "All right, cool, shit. I get to go home, sit down, smoke a blunt, chill, drink. Probably go get me something to drink, like a liquor or something. Just relax." Okay, I call her and say, "Hey, I need you to come pick me up." At that time, I didn't have a car. You know what I'm saying? So, as she's sitting there, she said, "All right, cool. Me and Moomoo driving, so I'll come tell them to come pick you up." Cool. No problem. Fine with that. Don't mind that. So, as when they picked me up, I told them I'm at Circle K. I'm on Circle K on A Street. Cool, fine. They said, "Well, walk a little bit further." So they saw, when they saw me, got in the car, drove around. They said, I'm like, "What are y'all finna do?" "We looking for, we finna go pay our phone, pay somebody, somebody's finna go pay their phone bill." So I'm like, "All right, cool, all right." I really didn't want to, but I had no fucking choice. I would rather walk to her house. I should have said, "You know what, I'm gonna just walk to your house, be in her room, chill out, and just, you know, whatever." But me taking the ride, they doing dumb shit in the car. None of us have license at that time. No one had a good license, I'm gonna say. And everybody had weed on them. So imagine, I'm so like, "Yo, you driving crazy. Police is riding around this motherfucker. Fuck out." Everybody's telling her sister to chill the fuck out. Me and her other sister, we cool. I'm not gonna say I don't like her, but I don't fuck with her the way like that. And I know she don't fuck with me, so it's all gravy. I already knew that. But Crystal, oh shit. Damn, I said her name. Fuck. Well, whatever. Fuck it. She might not even mind this shit, but she was irritating me at the same time as her, because I'm telling her, "Man, tell your sister chill the fuck out with all this." I'm back here slanking in her motherfucking backseat, like, nigga. I'm like, "All right, you know what? I just said, you know what? Let me just relax, get to her house, and just chill." So I said, "Hey, man, let me get out so I can go. I'm tired. I really don't want to be bothered. I just want to go in there, smoke a blunt, and chill out." So I'm a little irritated. Yes, I'm irritated. You're not listening. You're not listening. You letting this shit keep going on. But you come at me like, "Why you got an attitude with me? I ain't the one doing all that." But you ain't the one fixing the problem either, my nigga. I had to tell her that. I'm like, "You know what, man? I'm finna go walk to the store." "No, no, you're not. You gonna sit here and we gonna talk." I'm like, "No, I'm not talking to you right now. Because you hype, I'm hype. This is not gonna end well." "Oh, what, you wanna fight?" I'm like, "Bro, come on now. Come on now. We ain't got time for this. I don't got time for this. And plus, I'm already irritated, and I really don't want to go there." That's what's the words I said. I'm like, "I'm good, man. I just want to go get to the store. I'm finna go." "Nah, no, 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 no." And then she pushed me, like, "Man, move. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere." Man, this is what I did that made it worse. I grabbed her and threw her. That was the worst thing I did. You know what I'm saying? Unless you ready to fight this motherfucker. Unless I was ready to fight that motherfucker, that was the worst thing to do at that time. Because she's mad already. Because I'm mad. She said, I'm like, then what the fuck are you so mad about? She's like, so. She pushed me, punched me, chest. Like, bro, chill, don't put your hands on me. Punched me in the chest again, pushed me. I'm like, move, bro. Yeah, I fucked up. I admit. Grabbed her. I grabbed her by her throat. It was a quick reaction that I never liked it. I never forget. And that was the one thing that made me say, women need to stop putting their fucking hands on men. Cause you never know what you will bring out of a person when you do shit like that. Cause when she did that, I grabbed her. I choked the shit out of her for a second. And just threw her ass to the ground. I said, man, stop fucking playing with me. And I said, stop fucking playing with me now. I'm not your little friends. I'm not the motherfuckers that you fuck with. I'm a grown ass man. Go on somewhere. Got the fuck out of there. I'm hot at this point. So she's like, oh, you just doing that. Why are you always walking away? I'm like, nigga, because I won't hurt you. I'm trying not to hurt you. And I'm in your house. I'm in your mama house, my nigga. I don't have time to deal with you, your mama, your folks, and bring my people in this situation. Come on, not trying to have that kind of conflict with you. You should know that by now. Cool. So I walk out the back door. She's like, where you going? Don't worry about it. And the first thing I said, don't fucking worry about it. Just leave me alone right now. I went up the street, walked down it for a quick little second to calm down. It took me about 20, 30 minutes to do that. But the thing is, when I came back, I still was upset. I was finna get ready to go. She said, I'm sorry. She didn't even say, I'm sorry. That's the thing. And that's one thing I hate about. That's the other thing I hate about females. But I'm gonna get back to, I'm gonna come back to my second example in a second. That's another thing I hate about females. Y'all don't never say you fucking sorry. Like, seriously, I'm going to say this, and ladies, I don't want y'all to get mad. Saying y'all sorry is not going to hurt y'all ego. You make us say us, we men say they sorry so fucking much. It's to the point where I'm like, what the fuck am I, unless I am causing a conflict. I don't understand why the fuck am I saying this shit. Because at the same time, I hate the way if I start the conflict and I start the bullshit. But the whole time, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to get the fuck about this. I'm ready to get the fuck about these clothes and change it to some shorts and this t-shirt. Watch me a little TV off sports and smoke me a blunt. But bullshit people, the bullshit that happened took me to a place where I'm like, man, I don't deal with this shit. And what females don't understand, that shit still be in people, be in their mind, like, bro, I ain't got time for this shit, dog. Every time you want to argue, I sit there, and I just start sitting there and say, all right, cool, man, whatever, how you feel, and leave it alone, and try to leave it alone, but it never works. Women instigate the shit more and to a point where until the boiling point of a dude was like, man, fuck this shit. If you feel like you got a problem with it, if you feel like you got a problem, just leave me the fuck alone, dude. But when we say that, oh, y'all be like, oh, so what you saying? You don't want to deal with me no more? I'm like, I didn't say that. If I said I didn't want to deal with you no more, nigga, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to deal with you no more. What I'm saying is I don't want to deal with this no more. This argument shit. Women love to argue. I can sit here and honestly say women love to fucking argue. Women think they always right. You know what I'm saying? Women, you're not always right. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to say you sorry. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. We will forgive you. We can say, yo, you good. I am a forgivable person. If you tell me, if you done something and it's not cool, and then you say, you know what, I'm sorry, Adrian, I didn't mean to do that, I apologize, I sit there and tell you, hey man, it's all good. I don't hold grudges. But I don't forget what the fuck you've done either. You feel what I'm saying? If you sit here and do all the most fuck shit, I'm going to be like, yo, like you doing too fucking much, man. And females don't. And when females get mad when somebody say, yo, you need to chill the fuck out. Like seriously, I know damn well like niggas. And that's crazy, man. But I'm go back to the story shit. The second example is the same girl. And this one is funny. This one is kind of funny in the sense of how it started was funny as hell. And I'm laughing now. I can laugh now about it because that back then I couldn't. Because I was pissed off. Like, how the fuck this shit started an argument this early in the fucking morning before I go to school. So I'm already, dude. And when I say it pissed me off all day, it pissed me off all day. I went to work mad after that shit. Because I went right to work after I went to school. This is when I was working and going to school at the same time. So I woke up early to get up and get a shower. My class ain't till like around about 10 o'clock, 10:15. So I'm in the shower. She comes in. At this time, we staying with my mom and my dad. I'm going to admit, I stay with my mom and dad right now. I'm building myself up to move on and move out again. But right at that time, I was 22. Yeah, I was 22. I was in school. 22. We got back together the second time we moved in with my mom again. She can't actually, she moved in with me and stayed with me at my mom's house. Never do that again unless I got my own place. I don't even think I'll let somebody stay with me when I get my own place. Unless you're my brother or a friend. No females. No females. No females unless we finna get married. Or unless you're my girl or we finna get married. I'm not letting another female girlfriend at that stay with me. Like, no. No. But I woke up, she came in, she went to use the bathroom. So she asked me, Adrian, your phone ringing, somebody text you. Good morning. At this time, at this time, we are in a good foundation and a good place at this moment. We happy, we did Valentine's Day together, we did all this, we together, we loving each other. Like, I'm in love with this girl at this time. Like, want kids, all that shit. So, she said, Adrian, your phone is ringing. I mean, your phone was buzzing. Somebody text you, good morning. Good morning. I was like, who text me? Because I'm not by my phone. I can't touch my phone. She says a 3-something number. I'm like, and then she said, hold up. I know this number. I'm like, who is it? Because I don't know. Because I haven't texted nobody. I deleted mostly every girl number that I was texting when I wasn't dealing with you at that time. And when we got back dealing with each other in the way of, oh yeah, we only ones, I stopped talking to everybody. This looked like my cousin number. I'm like, who the fuck is your cousin? And when she said her name, because I didn't save her number. I deleted her number. I think I saved it, but then I deleted it. When she said her name, I was like, all I could, and what made me say it's funny now, how I answered the way she said that, like, I did not know that was family. I did not know that was your cousin. That's all I kept saying. I did not know that was your cousin. I did not know that was your cousin. At the time that we wasn't dealing with each other and I was doing my dirt, doing my thing, I didn't. And when I met this person, we didn't do nothing. We didn't even fuck. We didn't kiss, nothing. We hung out, we kicked it, we chilled out, we did all that shit. You feel what I'm saying? And it's, and I'm not, and yes, I was wrong for dealing with her cousin. When I found out it was her cousin. In her eyes, she said, oh, I introduced you to her when you was at my house. When you was at my house. I'm like, no, fuck you didn't. No, you didn't. Because if I knew anybody of your family was, if I know anybody in your family, I wouldn't touch them. I don't touch people. I don't touch nobody, no females in the family when I'm dating a girl in their family. That is stupid. Who else? Then people that does that shit, y'all brave. Y'all seriously brave, my niggas. Honestly. Because nobody in their right mind would feel like, would think that's smart to fuck with a girl, break up with her, then fuck with somebody in her family, and get back with the girl. That's basically what I did. Not knowing who family she was involved with. You know what I'm saying? I get out the shower. I'm getting out the shower as she's saying this, though. I'm like, I didn't know that was your fucking cousin. I didn't. Call her and see. I'm like, dude, I'm not finna call somebody when you know the information. If you think this is your cousin, which I don't know if it is or not, because I don't know. I didn't recognize the number. I'm like, nigga, if it's your cousin, what the fuck they got to do with me? I haven't talked to her in 3 months. I haven't talked to her since we got back together. I haven't talked to no female in the way that you think I'm talking to a female since we've been together, since we got back together. I don't trust no Colin. I'm like, no, I'm finna get my ass dressed for school, get myself dressed, and bounce. No, you're not finna do shit. You finna do this and that. I'm like, bro, you have a good day. As soon as I get in my room, punched. I get punched in my chest. Nah, she ain't punched me in my face. Nah, she would have hit me in the face. It would have been a whole different goddamn story. But at the same time, I don't like getting hit. I don't like people touching me in a way where I feel like it's finna get aggressive. I don't like people touching my face in an aggressive way. I don't like people putting their finger in my face in an aggressive way. I don't like people punching me in a way where it's aggressive. So I got defensive. I mean, as any person would, I'm like, bro, man, chill out. I got to the point where I'm like, you know what, man, fuck this shit. You can get the fuck out. This not your house. You always with the bullshit. I've been treating you good I fucked up, but I've been showing you that I'm not that type of person. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Since you with that bullshit like that right now, man, get out. You gotta get the fuck out. And what pissed me off was, helping me give money to my mom to pay bills, you know what I'm saying? Even though she was helping pay bills, like, nigga, I can do this. I can do this shit on my own now. I mean, I can give my money. I give money to my folks, and help out on my own. I don't need that type of bullshit going on right there. Now, granted, you my girl, I'm pissed off right now. But how you reacting to this shit is not what I need right now. Like, what if you got a problem with it? We can sit down and have a conversation. Like, what's wrong, ladies? What is wrong when you have an issue with your boyfriend or your husband or with whoever you're dealing with? What's wrong with sitting down saying, yo, I don't like that you did this? Without having to cause a scene, yelling, or putting your hands on your hands on him. I would love to get an answer to that. Like, seriously. Because I, Adrian Hardaway Jr., do not understand why the fuck y'all do that sometimes. Because most of the times, if a man do that to a woman, we some pussies. We pussy niggas. We fuck boys. We people that don't respect women. And that's not something that I am. I'm never going to be that. But at that moment, she made me almost go to that point. I was like, yo. I'm like, bro, I never, like, no female, and I said this to my brother, no female put me through more shit than that one girl right there. And some of it was my fault. I can fucking fully admit it. Yeah, some of it was my fault, but no female put me through so much shit in good ways and in bad ways. So much shit than this girl. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be honest, I sometimes wish I didn't beat her. And I sometimes wish I did. And I'm happy sometimes I did. Because if I didn't meet her, I probably wouldn't become the person I am right now. You know what I'm saying? I probably wouldn't be the person I am right now. I'm more calm. I sit here and really try to understand what women go through now. Because I understand y'all do go through shit, but shit, most of the time, I want y'all to take this the wrong way. Most of the time, women put themselves in that situation. I'm actually gonna say that right now. Most women put themselves in a situation where they either dealing with a nigga that they know ain't good, or they make a person who they know is good for them, like that. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't deal with that. I didn't end it right either. So it's a reason why I say that's the reason why I say I learned from this experience. Both of those experiences, because the second one, I dealt with a girl for a whole year, no sex, taking her home dates, hanging out, meeting her folks, went to church with her a couple of times. Been to the club, celebrated my birthday and her birthday, bought her stuff, she bought me stuff, like shit like that. Like, I like, and I've been talking what in her head, in my mind, we were talking for 6 months. I was getting to know her for 6 months. We was dating for a year. I was getting to know her for 6 months, and I was dating her for 6 months. In my mind, this is what in my mind. Because her birthday, we met on her birthday. We started talking July, something like that, and all like that, getting to know each other. From then on, it was like, that was how it started. The how everything ended was like, it was bad. Like, that shit was bad. Because I'm be honest. She iced me for a minute. In my opinion, she iced me. I mean, I say that because what I mean by ice me, she. How can I say this? It was a certain situation that happened a certain night that I felt uncomfortable dealing with, and I'm not finna tell the story. I'm not finna say it because we both was intoxicated. It was a situation where she felt I kind of felt uncomfortable because she told me a certain thing she wouldn't do till she wanted to wait for a certain moment to do that with, and I'm like, all right, cool. But I realized when she's drinking, everything go out the window. She's about it, but she's probably just scared. If you know what I mean when I say what I just said. And if you don't, I'll elaborate it later. I'll elaborate it in the next episode. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. After that, she iced me. We only been on, what, 2 dates after that? I hung out with her on her birthday. And then we went, and after that, we just chilled out. And I can admit, I wasn't on top of my game when I was dating her. I was slipping. But I was trying to build on something. I was trying to fix that as I was going up, as I was going with her. But, shit didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Shit didn't happen. And that kind of fucked up the relationship, too. And how, when she started, when she started icing me, she, no answer phone calls, no texts, no texts, no calls, nigga didn't even fucking, usually when I text her good morning, she'd be like, good morning, hope you have a good, no, I would say, hey, I hope you have a good day, hit me up when you can, it is what it is. Every time now, when I did, after that whole little situation happened, when I text her good morning, I don't get a text back. Period. Nigga, I don't get a text. I didn't get a text back for 2 or 3 days. Nigga, I didn't know if she was mad at me or fucking like she didn't want to talk to me. I'm like, so it was like, so the fuck going on now? Like, what did I do to for you to sit here? To sit there and just say, "Oh, I'm not gonna text Adrian. I'm not gonna call him. I'm gonna make him feel like he did something bad, or he did something to make me feel like I don't want to talk to him no more." Cause, ladies, honestly, if a man do that to y'all looking for another, y'all looking for a new dude. As I should have did that, and which I did. That was the young boy thing I did. I said, you know what? Since you don't want to deal with me, I'm going to find somebody else who do. And even though you my girlfriend, I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to look for another person to talk to and get to know and fuck and all like that just because you want to give me the cold shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Had me all in my motherfucking feelings. I can fully admit I was all the way in my feelings with that girl. I said I didn't want to do what I did with to the first girl, to Crystal, to her. But fuck me, what would fuck me up was I did it. So I'm like, all right, cool. And I realized only time I do shit like I cheat and all, I feel unhappy. When I cheat, I feel unhappy. When I feel unhappy, I feel like, yo, if you not down for me, then why the fuck am I with you? So yeah, I did dirt. But this the thing females don't realize. Most guys don't do dirt unless they feel unhappy. You could take it the way you want to take it. I don't care really, but if you disagree, most guys do cheat just to cheat. Yeah, I know that, but not me. If I feel unhappy, if I feel like you're not loyal to me or you don't want to be loyal to me, then I'm moving the fuck on. Yeah, I'm not gonna play games with you. I'm gonna let you know, yo, I feel unhappy and I wanna move on. But if you sitting here saying, but if you're not giving me no effort to change that shit, then I'm gonna move on, dog. Fuck yeah, and that's what I did. I didn't move on. I did a break with her. found somebody else, and yeah, I fucked the girl. I'm not gonna lie. It is what it is. It's my past. Nobody can hold that against me because I'm admitting it, shit. I fucked up. We both, in that whole situation, I felt like all, in both situations that I was in, both parties, me and her, me and Crystal, and me and the other girl, we both was wrong in both situations. Because nobody was communicating. I wasn't communicating to her. I wasn't communicating to her enough to be like, yo, this ain't how we do shit here. This is not how I do shit. My hands on you, you don't put your hands on me. And when I did tell her that, oh, it was like, pussy. She called, like, nigga, you pussy. Until a nigga had to show her, nigga, no, we ain't pussy. We just don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. Nigga, nigga, you sit here and you make it feel like, oh, you want to fight. I'm like, no, I don't want to fight. But I don't got time to deal with your bullshit, though. So, yeah, man. Now I'm just chilling. Now this is the part of this shit right here is what I don't dealing with. And I'm happy that I'm out those two situations and I learned what I learned. I'm just saying. It is, but yeah. But I learned from those mistakes. That's why I can sit here and say, ladies, stop saying all black men are. That's why I sit here and say, not all black men are bad. Yes, we make mistakes. I can fully admit that. We all make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? But don't just sit here and say, oh, all black men are bad. All black men are closed-minded. All black men are one-track mind. All black men are abusive. That shit not true. All black men are what they're surrounded with. If a man tell you, yo, man, I don't fucking like you hitting me, listen to him. Listen to him. Because you don't, and he tag your ass. You be like, why you hit me? I warned you multiple times. Stop putting your fucking hands on me. You don't want to listen. Okay, cool. Now, I'm not promoting that shit. I'm not saying men do that shit. Don't. Please don't. Y'all motherfuckers come at me and like, oh, Adrian said hit motherfuckers. I'm like, no, I didn't say shit like that. I'm saying this. Women don't hit men. Men don't do the bullshit that y'all do. Can we all just sit here and just have a conversation of what the fuck goes on and how can we fix it? And I know I've been going all around the motherfucker because this has been on my head for like a good little fucking minute. So I'm just coming through scrambling at the time. It probably sound bad right now, and I understand. But this is all gravy. It's all good. But this is the this is gonna be the end of the podcast for right now. What's today? Sunday. Yeah, I'm gonna make this every day Sunday, AJ Vent Day. You know what I'm saying? This is the first episode of Thoughts in My Head, Sunday Vent Day. I'm actually gonna make every Sunday a vent day of anything that I see, read, or think about in my head to tell y'all how I feel about it. What's today? The 31st or the first today? Today first. Okay, starting Thursday, every Thursday, I'm coming out with an episode. And I'm gonna come out of the episode giving my point of views on situations on the topic that I'm coming up with. And if anybody got a topic that they want me to talk about, cool. Hit me up on my Facebook, Adrian Madman Hardaway Jr. My Instagram, World is J's. And that's the world, T-H, the world is I-S and J-A-Y. You know what I'm saying? Snapchat is Adrian, what was it? I don't really even be on Snapchat like that, but Instagram and Facebook is the most places y'all can hit me up at. Yeah, man, I will be doing this every Thursday and every Sunday. Those 2 days will be my 2 days that y'all will see me, hear me, and as I grow this and I want to build this more, because this podcast shit is you gotta build on this shit. You feel me? So I hope I get more fans, I get more followers, and I hope y'all enjoy this podcast. And ladies, I mean this. Ladies, come on, man. Y'all gotta get better. Men, we gotta get better too. So I'm not this in the end, this podcast is not bashing people. It's not bashing men or women. I'm for both sides. You know what I'm saying? I'm for both sides. I can understand why women feel the way they feel. I can understand why men feel the way they feel. That don't mean, hold on. First of all, that don't make me gay for one, because nigga, I understand people's feelings. But it makes me a human being, because I would want somebody to feel the same way that I feel if I tell them how I felt about a certain situation. You know what I'm saying? Just stick with me. Yeah. Y'all have a good day, and God bless.